It's 8:18. You're listening to Daybreak in Prince George at 91.5 FM. And it's summer, and with summer comes the summer heat. And that heat might make you want to drink some refreshing lemonade. And if you're in Prince George, guess what? You're in luck. That's because today is the Big Squeeze. It's an event put on each year by Big Brothers and Big Sisters. And Cassie Loban is the operations events assistant. She's in our Prince George studio now. And a good morning to you.
Hi, good morning.
So we're going to be talking about lemonade this morning.
Yes.
Maybe we could first start off by telling me, what is the premise behind the Big Squeeze?
Well, it kind of started as a bit of a fluke fundraiser.
Okay. Okay, tell me how that came about.
Yeah. A couple of our staff were just driving back from a trip, and they started talking about kind of funny PR stunts that we could do.
Yeah.
And the idea of this sort of adult lemonade stand came up.
Adult lemonade stand.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then from there, it really just exploded. And last year we made almost $10,000
really?
From it.
Really? Just from lemonade?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm. And so now this year, it includes, I imagine other years as well, but it includes a competition of sorts.
Yeah.
So how is that going to work?
Well, today, me and all our staff will be going around to all the different stands and judging the lemonade.
Okay.
So we have our score sheets and all that. So we'll be judging based on the best tasting, as mm-hmm. well as the person who makes the most money will also win a trophy.
Oh, okay. So there you go. A trophy. And who's involved in this year?
Oh, quite a few. We have 20-plus teams. So we've got Integris. We've got Vista Radio. We have BCNE, kind of spread everywhere throughout Prince George.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've become somewhat of a lemonade connoisseur then over the past few years then?
I would say so.
Oh,
and
okay.
Definitely after today.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm
that's good.
A lot of lemonade.
Hopefully the sun stays out.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I'm pretty low key when it comes to lemonade. I like lemonade, but
yeah.
I'm used to country time. You know, the powdery stuff.
Yeah.
I'm also used to, luxury in the household. At my household is, the frozen canned lemonade.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's
what,
nice stuff.
It's nice stuff. So, so I guess what makes a good lemonade for you?
For me, I'm a bit of a purist. I like a classic lemonade and not too sweet.
How do you make that? Lemons.
Lemons, yes. Fresh lemons, of course. Lots of water. And then I think the key is in the simple syrup. So you don't want to use something that's too strong or too sweet.
Right.
So I like an agave syrup.
An agave syrup. That's high class.
Yeah.
Not like that. None of that silly white sugar stuff. Just agave syrup.
Oh, no. You need this fancy stuff.
So you're going to taste probably some interesting lemonades. What are some of the more interesting ones that you can expect to be trying here today?
I hear there's a watermelon lemonade.
Oh. That sounds refreshing.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
I think some of our staff will really like it, and some of them I don't know. We'll
right.
see. And then there's a hibiscus lemonade.
Oh, my.
Which I actually think is going to be pretty good.
Okay,
yeah.
Hibiscus.
Yeah.
Hibiscus. Is there any other, ingredients people should consider? I'm thinking of, you mentioned agave syrup. I'm thinking, someone mentioned to me yesterday, maybe honey would taste good in lemonade. I don't know. To me, lemonade is lemonade, but, it's got to be cold. That, to me, is a good lemonade.
Yes.
Ice cold.
Really cold. I think honey would be good, as well as some, mint.
Oh,
maybe
there.
Thyme
mint and
good.
Thyme, maybe a little bit of strawberry, right?
Yeah, some fresh fruit.
So we're getting some tips to some of the competitors and the landscape to work with. Are there any rivalries that you can anticipate between some of the?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh,
and they've been going on for quite a while. Yeah.
So how does this raise money? What are people like? How's the money being raised in this fundraiser?
Well, people pay by donation. And then they also, a lot of the teams kind of do extra things too. So a lot of them are doing cotton candy and hot dogs and popcorn machines. I think there's even going to be a lemon cotton candy.
Oh, really? Okay,
yeah.
Well, that's something to try out.
Yeah.
Where does the money go?
It all stays local, so it supports our proactive mentoring programs here in Prince George.
Okay, so that's good to know. Mm-hmm. And if we want to check it out or we want to see something, where would we go?
Well, for you guys that are downtown, I would say head over to the Black Donkey or Bobby Carpino or the Chamber of Commerce.
Mm.
I know the Chamber is really bringing it this year.
Cool.
So
awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Maybe tell us how the lemonade tasting went later on.
I will.
Awesome. Yeah. Cassie Loban is the operations and event assistant for Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Prince George. She, of course, will be sampling a variety of lemonades in downtown Prince George. 20 vendors, I might understand, 20
yes.
are taking
yeah.
part. So that's a lot of lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to ask our listeners, what to you is the secret ingredient, other than lemons, to make the perfect, refreshing lemonade drink? Let me know. Oh, yeah, water. Ash, silly. She sent messaged me water. email me, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca, or call our listener line, 1-866-340-1932.